Dallas, Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's the first time for everything, and like everybody says, it does suck.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Texas tickets at 214-696-8001 demands to bring you this segment of nonsense. Texas tickets, 214-696-8001. Here's Dan.
All right, the hard line is here in studio.
Hello, Dan McDowell. Getting Hello, ready. Bob Sturm. Mm-hmm. How are y'all?
Grego.
Prepping for their show. Today is September 1st, so happy September 1st.
Big day.
Why?
Because this is the day where we get a new ticket check of the month up.
Oh. Do you see it yet?
No, I haven't. Who is it?
Are you kidding?
No, I haven't seen it. At all. Who is it?
The Pride of Romania.
Oh, Claudia?
The record may be set tonight.
They should put Atlanta up there every month.
Well, Atlanta's going to have to get some more photos then
of Atlanta every month
to equal what's up there today.
Beach Town?
Dude, I'm telling you, there will be a record set tonight. I don't know if it'll be time or distance or...
Perhaps both.
Volume. There's a variety of records that can be set.
Number of times?
Possibly.
It'd be two for me.
Now, do you have a website that documents records, or...
Don't act like you don't know, dude.
How are you going to keep us posted on all this?
Well, y'all sure do dude each other a lot.
We're dudes. We're boys.
Y'all just dude each other a lot.
Sometimes life requires a lot of duding, Grego.
No.
You guys should try it.
No, we stay away from the duding.
Come on, Holmes.
Don't Holmes anybody either.
Today is also a fair, it's not a big day,
well,
but
how
it's...
How are you going to keep us posted on your activity surrounding Claudia?
Your quest for history.
That's right, where you soil her.
Oh, my gosh.
I won't soil her.
In your mind, you will.
Oh, yeah. Been done.
Better not screw up and call your wife Claudia. That's always a dicey moment.
And there may be an opportunity to you tonight because it's my anniversary. My 4-year anniversary is today.
Really?
Right now. I'm celebrating by thinking of Claudia.
You've been married 4 years?
Uh-huh.
And you got two kids?
Two kids. Dang. I'm a machine.
You still got divorce to look forward to.
I do still have divorce to look forward to. What's that like, Reiner?
The snap.
Dude, I've talked to... And I was just... Dude. Everybody was dude there, really.
Dude.
But I've talked to people who have been divorced. Mm-hmm. A lot of P1s are in this boat.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you can't believe... That first couple weeks after you get divorced is so great. It is like you are reborn.
You know what? You missed your chance to get divorced.
Why?
Because you're done now.
Dude.
I mean, you've got...
Oh, hey.
I mean, you've got two kids.
My kids, though, here. I mean, and I have experience at this.
You're talking about child support for... How old's Ava?
2.5.
Oh, yeah. You got another 17 years. Probably longer than that.
Deadbeat dad.
Always an option.
Escape. My
time to get divorced is long past.
From what I understand,
it's cheaper to keep her now.
From what I understand, just cheat on her.
No, cheaper to keep her.
No, I mean, but then just
no. You've lost.
Yeah, cheat on her.
Just cheat on her and stuff.
You can't do that.
Come on, dude. Let's get into reality.
It's not real cool to do that.
Holmes.
Get into reality, G. But from what I understand,
don't call me G.
A human doesn't really remember anything before the age of 3, right?
Right. So actually, 4.
So I got like 6 months at least.
Would you stop? It's your anniversary.
Maybe a year and a
Come
half.
On, man.
It doesn't matter.
To bail on this thing.
You get plenty. And you know what?
You know what?
I remember all kinds of stuff that happened before I was 3.
This right here, this is about the money.
The Civil War.
No, it's not about the feelings or you know,
God made light and
destroying your family. This is about money.
What, Corby?
You know what you can
you're
do?
You're pointing, you're raising your hand.
I'm not raising my hand. I'm saying,
calling you.
You can move in with me. Papers are being filed right now.
Really?
Yeah. So, I got a spare bedroom. I got a new bathroom.
You know, that would work perfect because I heard you talking on the air yesterday, and I share something in common with you. When I let the dog out,
yeah,
I go to the bathroom, too.
All right, just figure.
See? Number one.
Just figure this out right here. Next time you get your paycheck,
oh dear,
and it has the gross income before the government gets their amount or anything else.
So when you...
You know, before the government gets their amount, do you pay any taxes or anything else?
You pay the government still?
Oh dear, I'm filing.
What a sucker you are.
Just take 25% of that, the gross, not the net. That's how much you're going to be paying child support.
I'm filing.
25%.
All I need is money for...
Per.
A DVD to play my old school.
Got it.
A DVD player.
Got it at my house.
And a PS2.
Don't have that.
And a TV and a chair.
You know what? You're not going to have enough for that.
You know what else I have?
You're not going to have enough for the spool.
Still got the
and what else
footer.
It runs? The spool and the...
You got the six-footer?
Six-footer right behind the...
Right
behind the entertainment center. Still sitting there.
So you're married forever, buddy. You can't get out of
it. Papers are being filed.
Well, elsewhere on this day in history... Well,
we said all that to say happy anniversary.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Don't do this. Do not do this.
I was just duding him. That was just a dude for Bob.
Okay.
On this day in 1971, Gribble, Danny Murtaugh...
Who is that?
The manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's your nemesis.
Oh, look
so
at you.
So overrate her.
You know what he did on this day, Reiner? In 1971? Handed in his lineup card... What was significant about that lineup card that Gribble might find objectionable?
It was all black.
That is correct.
Don't find that objectionable.
The first time that a lineup card was handed in with 9 black names on one side.
You know, it is interesting, though. I found out through some casual reading this weekend that the Phillies, of course, the last National League team to integrate...
They were?
Yeah. The last National League team.
Interesting how you would jump from South Africa to Philadelphia, knowing that.
Well, no, I didn't know that. And I've never lived in...
Singian.
I've never jumped from South Africa. I've never lived there. I've never never even visited there.
Don Clendenin.
And then did you move to Texas after that lineup card was...
Rennie Stennett.
Was Don Clendenin?
No.
I thought he was with the Mets by then.
In 71?
Yeah. Didn't move to Texas because any lineup card was submitted.
Right.
Well, Clemente.
Yeah, Clemente.
Clemente. Willie Stargell.
Clemente's Stargell not black. Left.
The outfield was Stargell, Clemente, and Matty Alou.
Well, no, Al Oliver's got to be in there somewhere.
In 71?
Yeah.
He was in charge of valet parking. Oh, dear.
Okay, then Stargell played first, and Al Oliver played left.
Dude, that ain't cool.
Al Oliver might have played center.
We're listening to continuing coverage of the Pittsburgh Pirates
was a
lineup
fielder.
Card.
I guarantee
you. 1974.
Bob, can you pull that up?
What? 71 lineup?
The 71 lineup.
71.
I'm betting you Matty Alou was a center fielder.
Ooh.
What are you guys going to bet?
Ooh.
Well, you know what? We don't have
Hitler
to.
Hitler mustache?
No, we don't have to do that.
Come on, bet a Hitler mustache.
Shirt off?
Shirt off, you know, restless show.
This is a baseball discussion. We don't have to put something on the line.
You guys
idiots.
Don't bet enough.
No, we don't.
Just you and Reiner.
Yeah, the two of you. That's
look at that. We're a team. Woo. Well, who do you want?
Right.
Who do you want here?
Who's the center fielder? Matty Alou?
I got the outfield of Stargell, Clemente, and Al Oliver.
Oh, man.
Grego has to take his shirt off.
No, I don't.
And an infield of what?
Well, let's get a look at you. Well, their usual...
Well, when did Matty...
Their usual lineup was Sanguian, Bob Robertson, Dave Cash, Richie Hebner, Gene Alley, and then Stargell,
Clemente,
and Al. There
are three whites in there.
And then off the bench...
I didn't say every day. It was just this day.
Yeah. Listen.
Off the bench, they could go...
You don't tell us to listen.
I wasn't telling you. I was telling Oldie Olderson over there.
Rennie Stennett. Jose Pagan?
Jose Pagan.
Pagan?
Pagan. Joe's Pagan, as I used to call him.
Right.
Jackie Hernandez?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Milt May. Charlie Sands. Vic DiVaglio.
DiVaglio.
George Kleins?
Gene Kleins.
Gene Kleins, I'm sorry. I can't even read now. And Mazeroski was still on that bench.
God.
There was no Matty Alou?
I see no Alou.
I'll be damned.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't even on the team.
Greg, turn around. Let me magic marker a Hitler mustache on you.
I'll just grow one.
Oh. In today's birthdays, I have an email here. My husband, this is the email starting now. My husband is the enormous P1 known as Sideshow Bob. Today is his 38th birthday, so
I was... That's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
So I was hoping you'd give him a shout-out during Why Today Doesn't Suck. Thanks, Mrs. Sideshow.
All right, we'll give him a shout-out, but let's have a little truthfulness on that age, Ronge. What do you think?
He is an enormous P1.
But he's also 42 years old.
Figuratively or...
That's a lot.
Literally.
In many ways.
I'll bet Hitler mustache that OU beats Texas this year. But I want 100 Texas fans up here that have to grow the Hitler mustache when
See,
I win.
See, you've always got to throw something in there where it's unrealistic.
Why? Why? You think there's 100 Texas fans right now that would bet me that?
Hitler I think mustache. This is the year for Texas.
No, I don't.
This is the year Texas gets over.
All right, me and you. Then.
How long do you have to wear it? You'd have to wear it 100 days then.
Texas.
So do they then.
No, they have to wear it one day.
No, they don't.
I'm negotiating.
All right, Bob, okay. All right, you're the one saying that you think Texas will win. Why don't you and Corby just have a bet where you wear the Hitler mustache one day?
I don't really care that much, though.
Oh.
That's the problem. He cares.
You have to wear a yarmulke, too, to make it look really weird.
Wow.
You guys are really getting out there.
Stop it right now.
And a big, long beard.
See, that's the difference. He cares. He's the only one that does. Nobody
and
else
you have to
does.
Bring that book that Corey gave you. You got to carry it around.
Yeah, you have to carry around the rise and
knock it off.
The Third Reich.
But you guys.
You have to hold a Hitler rock.
Stop rise. It.
Well, happy birthday, Sideshow Bob.
And happy
they brought that book
again.
Out there for remember the Hitler symposium at the draft. That
I remember
day.
The good old days when Sideshow Bob
raffled
used to
it
contribute. Off. He used to contribute. Remember those days, Ronge, when he used to contribute and have good stuff?
Oh, like few others.
He used to have good.
Get
some gifts.
No, Sideshow Bob's turned on us.
Elsewhere.
Happy 42nd birthday.
Rico Cardi is 65.
The big boy. The big boy with heat.
The
big boy with heat.
Tim Hardaway is 38.
Whoa. Back up.
Let's just not.
Oh, Nelly.
Can't we just move on? Oh. I'm not doing that.
Boy.
Can't we go over the lineup of some obscure team in the early 70s?
By the way, congratulations to Klee last night. Beat the Yankees 22-0.
Yeah, between the Rico Cardi birthday and that, boy, what a big night this should be.
I'm not doing it.
That is annoying.
Jeez.
You and your little voice over there.
We've taken it to an all-annoying low.
God, Vinny Johnson didn't play for Cleveland, did he? He's 48.
Fired off anyway.
Why is that slut Ashley Banfield on Jeopardy?
Whoa.
Dude,
wow.
Hey,
local girl.
Dude, she was on Bill Maher last week, too.
I know.
Literally?
I'd like to ask that question on that. Why was that slut on Bill Maher?
She
Would you stop? She's engaged.
No, I don't care if she's engaged.
She's engaged. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tell you what, nobody has risen to the top and done as less as she has. No. She's got nothing. No. She didn't have anything at Channel 4.
Oh, Schembechler is
75. Incredible news anchor. What's wrong with Ashley Banfield?
You know she's not a credible news anchor. You know
sure
that.
Sure she is. What's wrong with her?
She's horrible.
Just
do you
because
hate her?
She's associated with Rocco doesn't mean you got to turn on her.
She's
sweaty. I don't think she was associated with Rocco.
Didn't Schembechler, when he quit...
Didn't he do like 3 weeks on Ashley Banfield straight?
Didn't Schembechler play second base for the Tigers after he quit at Michigan?
No, he was the president.
That was Lou Whitaker, dude.
Oh. And he fired Ernie Harwell.
Who's the secret ranger today?
Alan Dershowitz.
Richard Panida.
How would you be this? I heard that talk. Was it a trivia question or just a random?
It was a random guess.
It could be anyone.
Yeah, it could be anybody on the roster.
Isn't that a good game?
He didn't have to play in that game that night?
All you had to do was call
in. All you had to do was guess.
Every night?
And it could change. If we didn't like the person we wanted, it could change.
And the best was when they'd be like, oh, great guess.
I don't think we ever said one guess was any better than the other.
So there would be no clues.
It was ticking.
No.
The clue was if it was guessed earlier.
The clue was they were on the 25-man roster.
Wow.
It was ticket year one, okay?
And
suddenly the take fest doesn't seem so bad.
Extermination. What was the prize? Nothing. What happened when you won then?
Yeah, hey,
you just congratulations. Just ask them to keep their ears listening to the ticket.
Good job, guy. You got it. You really nailed it.
You know what? I'm proud of our.
You're a sound baseball mind.
I'm proud of our early years and our Secret Ranger game. That was quality radio.
Well, bring it back.
Yeah.
Could be. Could happen.
It's just said something that's time
to be brought back at any time.
Gloria Estefan is 47.
And hot.
Yuck.
And hot.
Oh, God.
Possible grooming issues, though.
Lily Tomlin is 65.
Boy. And a lesbo.
Whoa. Hey.
Wow.
Dude. Ooh. Hammer time, I think.
Barry Gibb is 58.
By the way, Lily Tomlin, she's retrenching her career. She's got a big movie coming out here in a couple months.
Called Edith Ann, the movie.
Oh, there's a movie buzz.
Thank you.
And Ann Richards is 71.
I ran into her at an airport, knocked her down, flat on her behind.
Well, you know what? Reiner ran into Alan Dershowitz, who had a birthday today.
But did you knock him down?
Almost. Damn near.
Almost.
Clear the decks. It's time for Movie Buzz. Here's Corbin.
Damn near. And Richards.
All right, here's Cobra.
Insisted that Baylor be in the Big 12.
Come on, Corby. Review some movies.
What'd you think against Shorty?
It was good.
I believe driving in...
A-minus. Come on.
Driving along 30... on my way in from a long trip from Dayton, as I first pulled into the Metroplex, that's the first thing I ever heard on this station.
What was
Corby hosting Movie Buzz? This song was playing.
I mean, he's such a brilliant director. I mean, you're not going to believe.
Okay.
It was like I thought it was the Star Wars theme or something, though. And you were
I mean, it's really
new.
Good.
It probably was.
It's really, really good. I'm not going to give you any idea or any substance as to why it's good, but it's really good.
You really need to check it out.
But A-.
And so, Dan, you'd heard all this good stuff about this great sports station we had
down
here.
He enjoyed it.
And then you rolled
out
here.
He told me. He's like, hey, I like that Movie Buzz thing you did.
Yeah, I turned it around. I said, man, I want to talk sports.
It's like anything with Buzz in it.
I'm going to talk sports.
Hey, I heard you say Buzz.
Like the good fellas, like Brian and Newey.
Sports.
Hey, is Newey gaining weight?
You got anything in your trunk?
You might have thought it was not possible, but I think he is. You got to get a bigger screen TV.
Look, he's got a problem.
Leave him
alone. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a nice guy.
He's a freaking prince. All right, here's some spares.
Because he backed you down one night. He's not a nice guy.
All right.
Bob.
Let's bring it on. Let's do a celebrity boxing match. All money going to...
And you would do that.
I've offered him that many times, and he backed down. You know why? Because Channel 5 people told him, you better stay away from that stuff, because you look like an a-hole. They did.
Really?
No, they slapped his pee-pee for getting in that, fight in the press box.
Really?
That's right.
Brian Bellows is 40.
He went on an eating binge immediately, crying.
Brian Bellows did?
Would you stop it?
What? I was talking to Gregor, dude.
Bam Bam Bigelow is 43.
Who is that?
Wrestler.
Race car driver.
Al Geiberger, 67.
Didn't he shoot a 69?
You know what?
I mean, a 59? 59's not that good.
No. Why do you bring that up?
Greg working blue.
Al Geiberger did shoot a 59.
Yeah, he did shoot a 59.
Yes, he did. And a 69, I bet, too.
Several 69.
You're right.
High five, dude. High five.
Carl Mecklenburg, 44.
Not really sure I'd call him a spare.
The great Hardy Nickerson, 39.
Rumored to be a cowboy many times.
And back to you, Dan.
Born on this day now, Dad.
Back to you, Dan.
Boxcar Willie.
Oh, no.
And Conway Twitty.
That's some great.
Who's better?
Twitty City out in Nashville.
Conway Twitty's better.
Or is Twitty
Hello,
City.
Darling.
Is
great.
Is
Hello, darling.
Is Twitty City in Nashville?
Outside of Nashville.
City. Hello,
Conway
darling.
Conway Twitty, the one that stutters.
Nice to see you.
They all stutter.
Dead on this day, still dead, A. Bartlett Giamatti.
His son is genius.
Have you seen that new the previews for that
You're
new
thinking
Pete
of Bob Green.
That new Pete Rose
no, I'm not.
Movie on ESPN?
No.
Yeah.
When's that out?
The guy that played Bart Giamatti just like him, but the guy playing Pete Rose,
Michael Clark Duncan,
is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering,
Tyler. What do you know?
Again,
about?
We don't know if that movie's in there.
Home baseball.
You know what? You know, Bob, we don't even know if that movie's going to be on. Enough.
Why?
If Major League Baseball decides that
you're such a
they
pretty mouse, you're such a handsome mouse.
He does not play Pete Rose.
Mouse.
He plays Pete Rose's sister.
He was in
Ooh, that's the question.
All right, Hardline next. Bye.